let's say he, now we say but suppose somebody spills damp from a vessel, he has in a glass, he has a lot of damp, and then he spills it upon a chatiche. So you cannot say you can boil that chatiche kibelikach peyote, because only vis-a-vis dam pleite dam bolua we apply the halacha of kibelikach pleite, but vis-a-vis dam bien we don't apply the principle of kibelikach peyote. So if somebody had, let's say, on the rack, on the wire, he had a piece of bosom all ready to be boiled, and then another person came over and spilled dam from a glass on that chatiche, so we cannot say, so we pass in Simen HaVov, we cannot say he can boil it, and then the dam that was nivra, as a result of a person pouring dam on the chatiche, will be nivra again for the halacha of kibelikach peyote. Only ligabe dam bliya, ligabe dam pleite, we say kibelikach peyote, but not ligabe dam ben, not ligabe dam ben. So mamele, the smart shita is that this, that the exterior dam that appears on the surface of a chatiche has a din of dam ben, like dam that was poured from a glass on the chatiche, even though it wasn't poured from a glass. That exterior dam came out, I mean, from inside. But the dam that appears on the exterior of the chatiche, which naturally by itself came out on the exterior, so has a din of dam bien, not a din of dam plate. And dam bien, vis-a-vis dam bien, we don't say kibele kapelte. So the smag, when the smag says that adoche kamaisi is necessary to wash off the exterior dam, and if he didn't wash off the exterior dam and he was meleach, so then there is no takone. So the smag and the smacks mention two shittes. Number one, that just as melach has the capacity to be mafli the interior dam, so it also has the capacity of being mavliya the exterior dam. Number two, that this exterior dam that appears on the surface of the chatiche has a status of dam bien, not the status of dam plate. But that's the two lishenis in the Rosh, in paragraph Memvo, when he says v'imola v'leya doche yeishem rimshein takone lebosor afim yadichenu v'imlechenu osa lifishal deimlicha rishenu pirish mixes adam v'lo yekeya b'melech lahatlit kol adam me'acha shol yudach abosor v'isi adam atzmi shepirish chize v'nivla b'bosor v'lo yishor ikim dolinim lach keigen v'imelech hasheini mafrite ikim shekvo pirish v'chozal yiseiche. But why shouldn't we say kibele kachpeyotei when the melech hasheini, through the melech hasheini? So you should say kibele kapilte, just as the melech harishin was mavliyat. So the melech hasheni should be pelated. The answer is the first loshon in the rosh holds that this dam, this exterior dam that was nivra, has a din of dam ben, and we don't apply the principle of kibele kapilte ligabe dam ben, only ligabe dam plate. But then the Rosh says, "Ufima shekosav valseper atrumo di bosa shenimlach shenosnua al bosa shaloi nimlach sheyesh litakante bimliche v'yifrei dam shebola indome kol shknoche nishore kibun depele dam shekibul maalme kol shkindome." So in other words, kibele kachpeyutei. We apply, so, but we don't apply the halacha of kibele kachpeyutei ligabi dam behen. So the shita of Rabbi Baruch, the sefer atrumo, is that this dam does not have a din of dam behen. What kind of dam is considered like dam bien? If I have any glass dam, I have a glass full with dam, and then I pour it, I spill it. That's dam bien. Masha'in came, this exterior dam that was not washed off, so it wasn't, it does not appear on the exterior of the chatiche, because from outside sources. How does it appear on the exterior of the chatiche? Because it was exuded from the inside by itself. So it comes out. It comes out to its exterior. So mele, it has a din of dam plate, not of dam bien. Since it's a din of dam plate, according to the Sefer HaTrumo, so mele, we apply the halacha of kibele kachpeyotei. So the Hashulchan says, not like the Neisekeli, who explained the Ramo, this Ramo, mi b'mokim epset merube yesh la'atia, because b'mokim epset merube, the Ramo relies on the shita of the Ran, then there will be a stire, with the Ramo in Agoyes, in the Agoye of Sifalet, where he says, "Vimloos ekein havek lehud achlal." So it's mashma havek lehud achlal, even in the case of hefset merube, of hefset merube. So we see that the Ramo does not rely on the Shita of the Ram. Even in the case of Hefset Merube, he doesn't rely on the Shita of the Ram. In other words, he paskins like the Shitas of the Smag and the Smag. So, but if he paskins like the Smag and the Smag, so then, why does he say, the answer is, the Smag and the Smag says two things. One aloch of the Smag and the Smag is that the purpose of the Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the exterior blood. The other halacha of the smag is that this exterior blood does not have a status of dam plate, but it has a status of dam ben. So, in regard to the first halacha of the smag, so there are more paskins like the smag completely, even b'mokim efsed merube. Masha'im came in regard to the second halacha of the smag, which is tolu in the 2 days in the Rosh, whether the exterior dam and the that appears on the surface of a chatiche has a status of dam plate. Mimele, it can be niflat again through another meliche, or it has a status of dam ben, which cannot be extracted to another meliche. So in regard to the second halacha of the smag and the smag, so shaloi b'mokim efsed merube is cheshish for the second halacha of the smag and the smag too. But b'mokim efsed merube, he relies on the sheet of the balatrumo, the second loshen in the Rosh, that the exterior dam and the chatiche has a din of dam plate. B'mokim efsed merube, he relies on the sheet of the balatrumo. This is how the Oruch HaShulchan explained Ramo, and this is a very good explanation of the Ramo. V'im lo yehudach rak miyat kedim shemolche mutabideret. In other words, because the Atrishites, we learned that in Sifalet, the Atrishites, what kind of Hadoche is required? Whether Hadoche Muetes is enough, or Hadoche Muetes is not enough, Hadoche Merube is enough. But Shriya is not necessary, or Shriya means soaking the Bosor for half an hour. Soaking the Bosor for half an hour, this is how we do it, Lechatchile. We soak the Bosor before we soak the Chatiches Bosor, we soak it in water for half an hour. So that's Rishites. Now, what does it tell on? So the Achenim, I mean the Primigodim, Chaviz Das, they point out, and the Oruch HaShulchan mentions it also, it all depends. According to the Shite, the second Loshen, the Mordechai, that the purpose of the Hadoche, Kamaise, is to mimilach lechem merakich, to liquefy and to soften the Chatiches Bosor completely, as the Primigodim points out, that there is a distinction between the second Loshen, the Mordechai, and the Ran, even though both speak of softening up the Chatiches Bosor. But according to the Ram, the Primigodim says, the purpose of Hadoche is only to soften up the Shetach Ha'Elyon, not the whole Uvei HaChaticho. And according to the second Loshen, the Mordechai, the purpose of Hadoche is to soften the whole Chatich of the Bosor. So Memele, the Primigodim says, that according to the second Loshen of the Mordechai, that the purpose of Hadoche is to soften the whole Chatich through and through, not just the Shetach Ha'Elyon. So that cannot be affected by Hadoche, Hadoche Merube. That can only be affected by Shriya v'chotzishor. So only according to the second portion of the Mordechai, Shriya is required. According to the other reasons, there are six different timing as to why Hadoche is required. So only according to one time, the second portion of the Mordechai, so Shriya is required. According to all the other explanations, Shriya is not required, but what Hadoche is required. What kind of Hadoche is required? Is it Hadoche Muetes is enough, or Hadoche Merube? So it depends. According to the smack and the smack, that the whole purpose of Hadoche is to wash off the exterior blood, so then Hadoche Muetes is enough. Hadoche Muetes means that water reaches every spot of the Chatich. So Memele, as long as water reaches every spot of the Chatiche, so the exterior blood is washed up. So according to the smag and the smag, even Hadoche Muetes is enough. According to the Ram, that the purpose is to soften it up, and as the Primigodim points out, not to soften up the whole Uvei HaChaticho, just the Shetach HaElyon, So Mimele Shchia is not required, but you cannot soften up even the Shetach HaElyein with Adochem Etes. You have to rinse it very well, not just let water pass over it, just to spray it. I mean, you have to make Adochem Merube in order to soften up the Shetach HaElyein. So according to this smag and the smag, so Adochem Etes is enough. According to the first Loshin of the Mordechai, that the purpose of Adochem is because without Adoche, so then the Melech will become enveloped with dam, will become covered with dam, so that will divest the Melech of its strength. So maybe the Melech will not be capable of drawing out the blood. So Adoche Meyetes is enough, because once you bring water in contact with every spot of the Hatiche, so maybe the Melech will not become enveloped, will not be covered up with dam. So Hadoche Merube is not required. However, according to the Ran, Hadoche Merube is required. Hadoche Merube is required. So Memele, when he says, V'im Rehudach, Rak Mi'at Hadoche Moetis, but not Hadoche Merube, Ken Shemoche is Muta B'Deved. Why? Because the Eved, the Ramor, relies on the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. And that fits very well the explanation of the Orach HaShulchan, because according to Orach HaShulchan, so one din of the smag and the smag, the Ramor paskens complete. The second din of the smag and the smag, that the exterior blood has a status of dam ben, so he paskens like that chiteh only shaloi b'mokim efset merube. But b'mokim efset merube, the Ramor does not pask like the second aloha of the smag and the smag. But b'mokim efset merube, he paskens like the Baal Trumo, that the exterior blood has a status of dam pleite. But as far as the first din aloche of the smag and the smag is concerned, so the Ramor paskens completely like the smag and the smag, and he is not even the Eved. He is not even cheshish for the Shita Saran. So according to whose Shita is Adoche Merube required? According to the Ran, because the purpose of Adoche is to soften up the boss of the Shita Chayelien. So Memela Adoche Meretes cannot do the job. But according to smag and the smag, that the purpose of Adoche is just to wash off the exterior blood, so Adoche Moedes can do the job very well of washing off the blood. So, but Lechatchile, he requires not only Adoche Merube, he requires even Shriye, because Lechatchile, the Ramo is Cheshesh even for the second wash in the Mordechai. But the Eved, even Shaloi Bimokim Efset Merube, he relies on the Shita of the smag and the smag. So even with Adoche Moedes, so it's enough. All right, this is it. So then it becomes bottle. It becomes bottle, the exterior blood. So even though it was nibla as a result of the meliche, but it becomes bottle b'shishi. V'im nimla haticho b'loy hadocho im shoch hatiches mutores. V'hi aso. So in other words, if a chaticho beloy adocho was nimlach im shoch hatiches, so the shoch hatiches is mutoreis v'hi aso, even though there is no shishi. Why? But the question is monefshech. Now this he talks even shaloi b'mokim efset merube, because b'mokim efset merube, so he says even the same chatiche is muter, because we rely on the second loshin in the rosh, the sheet of the Baal Truma of Rabbi Nebov. But so when he says in nimla chaticha b'loy adochem shochaticha shochatiches mitoreis, it means even shaloi b'mokim efset merube. But shaloi b'mokim efset merube, why are the shochatiches mitoreis? After all, shaloi b'mokim efset merube, we paskin we achishish not only for the first aloch of the smag, that the purpose of adoche is to wash off the exterior blood, but we are also achishish for the second aloch of the smag, that the exterior blood has the status of dam ben, and dam ben. So can we don't apply the aloha of tibeli kachpil tili gabi dam ben? So he says, so the Taz explains it, Nisif Yudalev, shoch hatiches mitoris, the dam shorik, ve'ene mifateya michtiche lichtiche bimliche utzliye, v'dam ken amrinon, ki beli kachpil tili, kivin shehu dam de rabonon, mi acha sheninwa. So the Taz mentions two times. One time is because dam is shorik, ואיני מפפיה מכתיחה לכתיחה במליחה וצליה וגם כן אמרינון קיבל לכך פיוטי. Now according to the Tam, so the Primigodi, the Primigodin, the Chavizdas, they explain this Taz. Actually, there is a certain difficulty in the Taz, as far as Dam Shohik is concerned. Because Monefshech, you see, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, that's in the, you'll see it in the Tesvez Dachkif, Yidveiz and Chum. So, there are some Rishenim who say that's Rabbeinu Tam Shite, that with Dam is Mishrek Shohik, Dam has a tendency of dripping down. So, Mimele, it cannot be Nivra. But, the Smag does not agree with that Shite, the Smag and the Smag. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam Shite, the dam is mishrak shorik. So how can the smag and the smag say that if he didn't make hadoche and the chtichas bosor and he was meleachet, so memele the chtichas bosor becomes osar. Because the exterior dam was nivra. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, so dam is mishrak shorik. Dam is mishrak shorik. If dam is mishrak shorik, dam has the tendency of dripping down. So it cannot become nivra. Because it's contrary to the tendency of dam. You see, in order to be nivra, so then it should not have the tendency of dripping down. So obviously the smag and the smag is chilik Rabbeinu Tam Shite of dam mishrek shori. But the second tam, you see, the second tam of kibele kach peute, that is all right. That the Chavizdas explains it, so and the Primigodin, so that we can understand, because true that the smag and the smag say that the exterior blood on the surface of the Chatiche has a status of dam bien, and ligabe dam bien we don't apply the principle of kibele kach peute. So why is it that ligabi dambien we don't apply the principle of kibele kach peute, and ligabi damplete we do apply the principle of kibele kach peute? So the answer is very simple. It's on the basis of the mitzias. The Chavizdas points it out because dambien is relatively ove, thick. It's relatively ove. Mashenkin damplete is very minute. Is relatively very minute. Something that was nifla. So how thick can it be? I mean, most of the time you don't even see it with the naked eye. So I mean, it's extremely minute. So mimele dam plate, which is extremely minute, you don't see it with the naked eye. So mimele we say kibele kach peute, but dam bien you have a glass full with blood and you spill it upon a chatiche. So it's relatively thick and very viscous. So mimele, so that we don't say kibele kach peute. We don't say kibele kach peute ligabe dam that is relatively ove. So mimele, he says, only ligabe when does the smag and the smag say that it has a status of dam bien ligabe the dam that appears on the surface of the chatiche. So you can say you can see it with your naked eye. You can see it. So that's dam ove. So mimele it has a din of dam bien, like dam that was spilled upon a chatiche from a glass. Mashein kein, when this chatiche was nimlach, that had no adoche, was nimlach together with other chatiches. So mimele, the other chatiches did not have any exterior dam on them. But since it was in contact with other chatiches, so maybe the other chatiches absorbed the exterior dam of this chatiche. This is this chatiche that has exterior dam, and then the other chatiches do not have the other two chatiches do not have any exterior dam, but this chatiche that had the exterior dam, so was in contact with these two chatiches. So mele we should say, as a result of the contact between the chatiche that had the exterior dam and the chatiches that had no exterior dam, so the chatiches that had no exterior dam absorbed the exterior dam from this chatiche, from this chatiche, memele they become osir. So we say, but they had to absorb it. So memele, in order to absorb it, the exterior dam could not be absorbed by these two chatiches in its intact form. So first it had to be nimas, it had to be dissolved. Once it was dissolved, then it could be nivla in the other chatiches. But once it is nimas and it is dissolved, so it becomes extremely minute. So it's not ove anymore. If it's not ove anymore, so maybe we can apply so it has a din of dam pleite, so it can apply the principle of kibbeli kach pilte. So the Chavizdas points out that the second time that the Taz mentions kibbeli kach pilte is all right, but the first time is not all right, because the smag and the smag we have, the Ramot Paskins like the smag and the smag, and the smag and the smag obviously does not agree with the shita of Rav Netam, the Tam Mishrek Shorek. Because if the smag and the smag agree with the shita of Rav Netam, the Tam Mishrek Shorek, so we wouldn't say that if you don't make a doche and the chatiche, so then it becomes nivra, it becomes osea. How does it become nivra? It's Tam Mishrek Shorek. So the answer is this. So that's a kashe. But the answer is this. Because it's true that the Ramor, that the smag and the smag don't agree with the shita of Rav Netam. Because according to Rav Netam, so the exterior blood could not be nivra because dam is mishrek shorek. So, but the Ramor, it's not that he paskens b'tiras vadai. He was 100% sure. He was 100% sure that the halacha is like the smag and the smag, not like Rav Netam. Misofik the Ramor. Paskins, he's cheshish for the shita of the smag and the smag. But there is a possibility that maybe Rav Netam is right. The dam mishrek shorek, so mele, the exterior blood, could not even be nivra in the chatiche. But maybe the smag and the smag is right. So mele, in regard to the other chatiches, so mele, so we are mitzariv that as a sniff. So he says, first of all, there is a possibility, maybe the aloch is like Rav Netam. But the Ramor is cheshish for the shita of the smag and the smag that is against Rav Netam. But then there is another halacha of kibbeli kach pilte. So mele, because of that, we are matir the other chatiches. All right. Now, v'yimlach. Now, sidgim. V'yimlach b'melar dako ki kemach v'loy b'melar gatsu b'yeser shenitfeles melar bosar ila v'elich v'mei melach acher rak melar daki kemach mutalim v'elich. Now, here we have a machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi. Now it's based upon two lines of Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The eighth line above the big line in the Gemara. Because you have small lines and big lines. The eighth line above the big line in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rav Dimi min Adoye, molach le bimilche galalanise, umenapetzle. So how does Rashi explain it? Bimilche galalanise melagaso. In other words, gaso in contrast to minute melach, in contrast to meladak. So Rav Dimi min Adoye, when he salted echtichas boso, he used melagaso. He used melagasa, not melagdako. So Rashi says, so there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam says the davke melagasa has to be used. Davke melagasa, in other words, coarse salt, big particles of salt, relatively large particles of salt, not very minute particles of salt. Davke melagaso has to be used. And melardako not. Why? Because melardako, now, here's Rosh Rambam in Perik Vov, Milchas Macholes Asures. Oh, Perik Vov, Milchas Macholes Asures, Aloch Yedale. Kishe milchin haboso, a milchin eisei, elo bichli minuke. That's one. In order that the dam should drip down, should drip out. They melchin elo either kliminukev or in his land. Now usually we don't use, the women, those women who still adhere to the practice of salting. What is that? Alright, so you want those women who still adhere to the practice, to the ancient Jewish practice. Of making kosher their own meat, because the overwhelming majority of the most pious women, they don't bother, making kosher meat. Everything is done by the butcher. Sometimes by goy it's done, without supervision. But those women who still adhere to this outdated practice of making kosher meat, so they don't use a kliminuke. they use a salting board that is put in a slant position. So in other words, either you do it in a clean mukef, so then it can be leveled, because then it drips out, or if you put it in a slant, so memele, it drips down. So this is our hey. Kishemilchin abosor emilchin say, elo bichliminuke, ve emilchin elo bimelech ove kichel hagas. Like the core sand. How large? I mean, it doesn't mean that you put big piles of salt. I mean, that will not draw out the. He says, kimelech ove kichel hagas. Shamelech daki kemech. But if you use minute salt, fine, very fine minute salt, yivola bibosor velitna. So then it will be nivla in the basar and it will not draw out, it will not expand it out. That's the Rambam. I've got Rashi explained it just in the reverse. Rashi here. Rashi says, Milchik al nise mela gaso, uminabeit, lei le milche laach hazman, mitne shadam nivla bo, avol mela dako in tzorich linapeit, shin teches beatzmo. In other words, because the Gemara says two things here. Rav Dimon Nadoye used the melagaso and then he shook it off. So he says, so he had to shake it off completely. But if it's, so only if you use melagaso, you have to shake it off. But if you use meladako, so miatzmo, it is removed. You don't have to shake it off. So on the contrary, so that means that meladako is certainly all right, according to Rashi's Pshat. And most Rishonim agree with Rashi's Pshat. Not to the Shiksa. Anyway, so here he says, Lo yim lar bimelar dako ki kemach, v'lo yim bimelar gaso b'yeseh, she nifelez malabosor iler v'ileich. So that was, so he should not use, so that's like the Shiksa Ramba. Lo yim lar bimelar dako ki kemach, v'lo yim bimelar gaso b'yeseh, she nifelez malabosor iler v'ileich. So in other words, what kind of melach should be used? So, as the Rambam says, melech that is as large, kichilagas, like large particles of sand. That kind of melech should be used. So he passes like the Rambam, not like Rashi or all the most Rashi. Then the Rambam says, v'imei melech achir, rak melech da, ki kemach, mutalim le'yabei. So he says, divrei atzma. That's divrei atzma. Now, the Oruch HaShulchan says, a big chiddush, but we see from the Ramo that Ramo did not agree with him. I mean, so we cannot rely on the Aruch HaShulchan when it's contrary to the Ramo, to the Ramo's interpretation. He says that there is no machlekes between, contrary to what all the poskim say, that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi as to whether melar dako can be used or melar dako cannot be used. That according to the Rambam, melar dako cannot be used. According to Rashi, melar dako can be used. He says there is no machlekes. But when the Rambam says melar dako cannot be used, he means melar dako melar daki kemach. That kind of melar cannot be used, like fine flour. If it is so minute, so fine, like fine flour, that kind of melar cannot be used. And when the Rambam, this is what the Rambam means. And when Rashi says that melar dako is even better because then you don't have to work hard in shaking it off. In shaking it, in being an apeit, so he has reference to minute melech, but not as minute, like kemach. So there is no machlekes. But so in other words, so according to the Oruch HaShulchan's assumption, there is no machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashi. So then the halacha should be that even in a hardship situation, when no other melech is available except melech that is daki kemach, it still cannot be used because there is no machlekes rishonim. But the Ramo says, v'imei melech achir rak melech daki kemach mutalim lerbei. Why? Because when there is a hardship situation, there is no other melech available except melech that is as fine as kemach, as flour. So then it's all right. Why? Because then in a hardship situation we rely on the shite of Rashi and most rishonim. Rav Poskim. So obviously the Ramo did not assume like the Oruch HaShulchan. And Ramo and all the Nesikalim, they assume that there is a definite machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi, and all the other Rishonim are like Rashi. So according to the Rambam, Melar Daki Kemach cannot be used. Melar Daki Kemach cannot be used. And and according to the other Rishani, on the contrary, even Melodako is better, it doesn't even require an act of niputz, but is even better, is even better. So Memele the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, but the Rambam says, in a hardship situation where no other Melech is available, so then we rely on the Shittes of Rishon. Alright. Yifazir Olof Melech. Now we have another Machlekes Rishon. A Machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. How is one supposed to solve Techtichas Basar? Suppose you have Techtichas Basar. Alright. So that's one side of the Basar, and here is the other side of the Basar. Do you have to put Melech on both sides, or it's enough if you put salt on one side? So according to the Rashbo, it is enough if you put salt on one side. And you cannot ask. You cannot ask. But the other side had no salt in contact with it. So Memele, how will the dam from the other side, if you put salt only on this side of the Chatiche, how will the dam from this side be extracted? So the answer is, suppose you put salt on both sides, but it's a very thick chatiche. So memele, so what do you do? There is no halacha that when you, before you salt a chatiches basar, you have to slice it into thin slices. No one says that. So in other words, no matter how thick a chatiche is, let's say the chatiche is as thick as that, you can still salt it. Everybody will agree. So even the Rosh will agree that if you put salt on this side and on this side, so it's all right. But how will it? So we obviously, salt has the capacity of drawing out the blood through and through the Chatiche, through and through the Ubi Chatiche. So Memele, even if you put, so the Rashba says in Tiras Abayis, even if you put salt just on one side, and on the other side you didn't put any salt, so it will draw out all through and through, it will draw out all the, but the Rosh is chelik, and the Rosh holds if you put salt on both sides, so Mimele, then it has the capacity of drawing it out through and through. But if you put salt on one side and the other side not, then it doesn't draw out all the blood through and through. Anyway, so that's a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh. The Rashbo is Mekel, the Rosh is Mach. So now we see that. Yifazir Olof Melech, Shalu Yishoye Bey Mokim Bli Melech, Vijim Lach Kidei, Shalu Yeiro Leechel Meisi Melech, Meisi Melech, Vey Mitzorich Leharbis Olof Melech Yeise, Umeuchei Mishnei Tzdodi. So Lechatchile the Mechaber himself is Machmir for the Shittes Rosh, Lechatchile. ומלכם משני זרודים ואיפה צורך למולכם גם מבפנים ואם לא מולכם אלא מבפנים או מבחוץ וכן יכתיך אל הסיבה איפס וכן יכתיך שלא ימים לכו אלא מצד איך עוד מודה so לכתחיל עוד המחבר ישחי שיש פה דשית הסרוש but the habit he relies on the sheet of the Rashbo that מצד איך עוד because the Rashbo himself even לכתחיל you don't have to salt on both sides but לכתחיל we have to be חי שיש פה דשית הסרוש. Now, and the Eved, we rely on the Shite of the Rashi. But then the Ramo says, Yeshe Yisrim Afiru Videv. Yeshe Yisrim Videv. So the Ramo is more Mach. In other words, we don't rely, on the Ramo, even the Eved, we don't rely on the Shite of the Rashi. We don't rely on the Shite of the Rashi. Now, the Orach HaShulchan says that there is a stir in the Loshon of the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber says, Yifazer Olof Melech, Shal Yishoya Boi Mokei Mibli Melech. So that is expressive of the Shita of the Rosh. Lechatchile we have to do like the Shita of the Rosh. And then he says, V'yimlach, kidei shalo yeirou lechei l'meisi melech. So he says, the second expression, the second clause, V'yimlach, kidei shalo yeirou lechei l'meisi melech, is already expressive of the Shita of the Rashbo. Because the Rashbo says, you don't have to be meleach on both sides. And so, but suppose now the another question. According to the Rashbo, you don't have to be meleach on both sides. So if, let's say, you port sold every spat on one side, every spat, you didn't clean the mucking pond on this side, but on the other side, you didn't salt at all. You didn't put any salt. So then, of course, according to the Rashba, it's all right. How about, suppose, you don't salt on this side at all, you don't put any salt. And on this side, you also leave out certain spaces where you don't put salt. Is it all right or it's not all right? Is it all right or it's not all right? So the Rashba says, even in such a case, it's all right. Not only if you omitted one side, and the other side you put salt in every spot, but even if on the side that you did place the salt, you had certain empty spaces where you didn't put salt, so it's also right. So the question arises, so how much salt are you mechuyev to put? You one cannot say, I mean, yeah, of course the Rashba will not say that if you put just on one spot salt on one side, that's enough. So how much salt is a minimum? So he says, as long as you put enough salt on both sides or on one side, that it cannot be nechal machmas milche, while it still has the salt. So it cannot be nechal machmas milche, so that's enough. So in other words, so who uses this expression? Kedei shelo yirou lechel meisim elech. As long as he placed, now let's say, suppose you just put a particle of salt in the middle of one side, so you can still eat it. But so then, of course, it's not considered salted. But if you put enough salt on one side, so that you aren't able to eat it in the chatichas bosor imeisim melech. So then it's enough, even though you left many spaces in that one side, also empty without salt. So the question, so the Baruch HaShulchan asks, that here we have a stira in the Loshon of the Mechaber. Now the Mechaber apparently, lechatchile, he expresses the shite of the Rosh. So according to the Rosh, you have to be meleach both sides, and not only both sides, you shouldn't leave any empty space without salt. According to the Rosh. So even if he puts salt on this side and that side, but you know, he puts salt here, here, then here, and in the middle he leaves empty spaces. So according to the Rosh, it's no good. Now, so the Mechaber Lechatchile expresses the shite of the Rosh. So he says, Yifazer of Melash Yishabe Mokim Mibli Melach. You shouldn't leave an empty spot on either side, on any of the sides. Without melech, that's the sheet of the Rosh. The yimlach, and he has to salt it. Kidei shelo yirou leachil meisim melech. That makes sense only according to the sheet of the Rashba, but it doesn't make sense according to the sheet of the Rosh. That's the kashe of the Rashi. It doesn't give any teretz on it. So I think, I mean, that there is no stira. You see, true. According to the Mechaber here, lechatchile expresses the sheet of the Rosh. So he says, Yifazer olot melech, shall yisha be mokim mibli melech. He shouldn't leave one empty spot. No, without melech, he shouldn't leave. So he says, V'yimlach kidei shalo yirou le'echel, kidei shalo yirou le'echel imeisi melech. So what does it mean? It means, in other words, suppose you put, let's say, one particle on each spot, in a neat particle on each spot of the Chtiches Bosom, and you don't leave any mocking pono. But suppose that melech is weak, that melech, not all the melech have the same strength. Certain melech have more strength, certain melech have less strength. It depends upon many factors. So suppose you put a minute particle on each spot of the Chtiches Bosom, but it's so minute, the particle that you put on each spot is so minute, so little, that you could eat it. You could eat it, the whole chticha with the melech. And you'll even enjoy it. You know, sometimes it's more enjoyable if it has a little bit of melech. If it has no melech, so it's tofel, so certain people wouldn't enjoy it. So then, according to the Rosh, it wouldn't be good enough. Because according to the Rosh, so not only must you not leave any mokim ponu without melech, but But each spot on which you put the melech, you must put enough melech that you shouldn't be able to eat it with that melech. So that it's so strong that you wouldn't, but if it is so minute, that particle of melech that you put on a certain spot, that you could eat it, so then it's not enough. Alright. This is what Mechava means. Alright. So you father of melech, you mock him with melech, v'yim lakadish l'yirol l'ech l'meisim melech. Alright. So the chatchile he paskens like the rosh, but the eve t'chticha shalimim l'chom tzadechot muta. V'yei sheisra na'afu l'deb. So even the eve do yachei sheish for the shite of the rosh. V'yochenoi, the Ramos says. Im loy li tzeirech, vidavke im kvo nizbashel kach, avol im loy nizbashel adayin lo yivashlenu kach, elo im uteich yudvei shoyi shen nimlach, yarzer vi nimlach hatzadasheni, shelo im nimlach adayin, viyavashlenu acha kach. So he says, vochen hoik, even the Eved, it's osea, im loy li tzeirech, vidavke im kvo nizbashel kach, in case, so he says, the Shach explains it, Vidaf keim kvon is bashel kach, klema, hod yosa bideyevet, vim litakon, daf keim is bashel kach. So when do we say that bideyevet, it is osa, and there is no way, so only if it was already cooked. In other words, you salted the chtichas bosar on one side, on the other side you didn't salt, and you already cooked. So if there is no hardship situation, so you're not allowed to eat it. He says, because there is no other way of extracting the blood. You already cooked it, you cannot by means of miliche, after it is cooked, extract any blood. Once you cook it, so there is nothing left to be done. However, but avolim loinis bashla dayim. So then there is something can be done. So suppose you salted the chatiche on one side and you won't mevashla it yet. So then there is a takone. So in other words, most rishonim agree. Some rishonim say. Not most Rishenim, I mean, that's according to all Rishenim. So, if it is Teich Yudvei Shoyis, so then it is still Pele Tzir L'chol HaPoches. Dam, Echtichas Boso, is only Pele during the Shia Melich. But after the Shia Melich, so the Echtichas Boso is not engaged in being Pele Dam, but it's still engaged in being Pele Tzir until for 12 hours. There are some Rishonim who say that it's still engaged in being Pele Tzir for 24 hours, but until 12 hours expire, so then all the Poskim agree that it's still Torid L'Niflat Tzir. And as long as it's Torid L'Niflat Tzir, so he says, so Mumele, it will not be Beleya from the other side. Now let's say, you were Meleach. You are Meleach, let's say this side of the Chaticha. This side of the Chaticha you didn't put any salt. And then it's already, let's say, 10 hours after you are Meleach this side. And the woman comes and asks the Shaila, what should you do? So we tell her, no, the Chaticha is not Osea. You can be Misak in the Chaticha. All you have to do is to be Meleach now the other side. But if it is Teich Yudvei Shoyis, so you can be Meleach the other side. Masha'in came if it's already beyond 12 Shoyis. In other words, you are Meleach the Chaticha on this side, and the other side not, and it's already 15 hours. You see, 15 hours after the Meleach of this side. So then we don't tell her. Then we tell her the Chaticha is Osa. There is no Takone. Why? Because why shouldn't we tell her? There is a Takone. Go ahead. You didn't cook it yet. Go ahead and be Meleach the other side now. The answer is, since it's already more than 12 hours since the Meleach of this side, so Meleach this side is not told in being Pelet and Tzir anymore. So Meleach, when you are Meleach the other side, so that Meleach of the other side will be Maflit, will extract the blood from this side, and it will be Nivra in that side. But if it's within 12 hours, so then we say no, when you are Melech, the other side, so the Melech, but here with the Adam, so there is no danger. Mashiach came if it's 15 hours after this side was salted. So this site is not engaged in the impaling anything. So it's free to absorb all the dam that the salt draws out from this site. This is what he said. If it's asking from his bashir, kach, avon his bashir adayin, we have a shlenu kach, elo yimutechi vishoi shenimlach. So memele it's still told. So the first site that was nimlach already, so he's still occupied, he's still engaged in being paled here. So he has it, and Mimelei, it will not absorb the dam that the second Melech has. It draws out from the other side. So Mimelei, there is no danger. Yadav Yimachat HaShem Yishol Yimim Lachadayim V'yav HaShvenu HaKach. So Yim Lachayit V'yishoi. So then, Azay Yitzlenu. So then, we don't tell him, you can be Melech on the other side and then you can boil it. Because if it's Melech on the other side, so then the second Melech, as it draws out the blood from the other side, so Mimele it will be Mavriya in this side, and this side is not engaged in being Pele. But there is what does she have to do? She has to boil it. So the age will draw out all the blood. As I explained it, the Nuresh Nishav Shoy, the aim has such a Nimlach Kvo, Bilei Amitash Lohimlach. Yes, what is it? Within less than a minute. Not only the ratio is not over. So as long as it's 1 minute, less than 12 hours, if he can, of course, I mean, if it's 1 minute, so it will take him to, oh, you mean, because it has to be Shia Meliche, because it has to be Shia Meliche, if it's less than a meal, if it's less than 24 minutes, of course, yes, right. If it's less than 24 minutes, then 12 hours, so then there is no takone, because it takes 24 minutes to draw out all the blood. So there is no takone. So actually, it's not exactly realized. It's not exactly ratio. It has to be ratio less a million. All right. Acha shenimlech or achatiche. Imchotach mineno, emitzorich larzeh v'nimlech mitimachtach. So now we had the idea in Sifale, אם אחר שהגיע אחות אחרונה תחלי שניים או ישרי שו צורך לר זה לא דיחו צורך לר זה לא דיחו so that is someone slice the chas boso before the meliche איפה דעת אחר so then in order to satisfy the shikya of the smag and the smag he has to make a new adoche because as a result of slicing the chatiche new exterior blood appeared on the surface of the chatiche the surface of the chatiche but they can in this case where he flies the Hatiche after the Melech, Acha Shenimlecha Hatiche, Imchotach Mimeno, Ein Tzorich Larzeh V'Nimlech Mitimachtach. Shiru Shir B'Melech, Ein Yipocheis Mirdei Hiluch Mir, Mirdei Hiluch Mir. Who says that? There is no Gemara in Miforet. I'm sure that there is a Mokir in the Gemara. But the Rambam mentions that Shiru Shir B'Melech, Ein Yipocheis Mirdei Hiluch Mir, Shehu Kidei Shlishi Shor Bikil. Actually, I mean, so they are three shittes. They are three shittes at the Shia meal. One is 80 minutes, one is 22 and a half minutes. And one, I mean, so it depends. If Dalet Milin is 90 minutes, so then one meal is 22 and a half minutes. If Dalet Milin is 72 minutes, so then, one meal is 80 minutes. There is another sheet in meal, 24 minutes. That's the sheet of the Rambam Mitzokhi, the Shamishim Mitzokhi. But the Mechada certainly does not agree with the sheet of the Rambam. So the Mechada says, Shio Shia Bimelech, a Mitzokhit Medehiluch Meal, Shehu Kidei Shlishi Sho Bikiru. Approximately Shlishi Sho. Exactly Shlishi Sho is 20 minutes. So, approximately, a Shlishi Sho could be 80 minutes, and it could be 22 and a half minutes old. All right. Now, there is it. There's the Rambam.
Well,
of course, it can be wrong.
Is that also the case? The minute is, you'll soon see that the Ramo says here that you have to live in a state of salt for an hour. That's the proper thing to be done. But that's the minimum. That's the minimum of 22 and a half minutes, 80 minutes, 24 minutes.
And then for the second time, you also need more than just less than milk.
I understand. What do you mean?
When you've salted one time, you've salted the other one.
No, so it means you have to live in a state of salt, in a state of salt, for 80 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, after you finish salting both sides.
So I pretty much the case where you grab the salt one side,
yeah.
And then you get like 12 hours, you have to take away the milk. And I have to take away more than the milk.
Why?
Because from milk, it takes at least the milk for it to get all the blood out. But it might take longer. So if you
had
it like 12 minutes
less than
the milk, 12 hours
less than the milk. Oh, you mean because the putting of the salt also takes some time. Alright. Valdeh Shlish never the edit. Oh yeah, feel like a trillet. Lichwidolchi Moritera Shabbat. אבל בלאו אחרי, המינג להשאין במליחו, שיעור שוב, ואין ראשון. You just check the, in all the plans where they, in the kosher industry, whether they follow up this with a prayer. So you just check it, so you see, you'll find certain results. All right. Yes? What is that? If you only...
In other words, there is no working with the Tzadok HaShabbos, but they just shorten the
share of the leader. So that's not a proper thing. I mean, Hathril, you're not supposed to do it, but the other is not the Kamosa. Then it's not Kamosa. If the meat stays in a state of salt for 24 minutes, then the other is cannot, you cannot alter it. But with Hathril, you have to keep it in a state of salt for an hour. For an hour. Avlavach ha-aminek le-hashayis b'mlich ha-shiyur shok ve-lishan. Now what's the purpose of this? I mean, Chathile, everything that the Evelin Chathile that Ramo mentioned has a certain basis in Aloha. The Ramo was not a frumach just to try to be machia. The Ramo, so it has a certain basis. Now, the Rambam is a big machia in Milich. And no one conforms. Apparently, I mean, certainly Finnish coalition, no one follows up the Sefer Rambam in making kosher meat. So the Rambam says, in Perikvod Mirchet Macholet HaSuret, Halokhi Yud, he said as follows, Ein Aboto Yeitze Nididomei Elohim Kein Milche Yofi Yof, Umadiche Yofi Yof, Keitat Eise, Madiach Aboto Chilot. מהכך מלכי יופי יופי ומניחי במלכי כדי הילוך מיר והכך, so the Rambam mentioned it והכך מדיחי יופי יופי so that's the דוח of Asraise after the salting you have to read that word והכך מדיחי יופי יופי אשר יצא המים זקי ומשליחי מיד לתך מים רצחי no one does it so you see that the Rambam is every time you salt meat so first you have to to be matiachet, that adochet basraise, after the salting, and then you have to dump, after you washed off it, all the salt in cold water, you have to dump it in boiling water. Avolele pushri, kireshi slabi miyad, vleyetadam. I mean, you never, I don't think that you ever saw anybody who does it. But then she's around, the raivet is massive. Because of a raivet zal, reshemanu gloirinu miyomei, וכל הדימוס שיצא אך המליחה ממנו אין אלא חמר בוטו והמחמר יצא מכן all of the rye, absolutely so in other words, so the rye actually explained why does the Rambam require that you should dump it in boiling water because that's chlite chlite has the effect of harnessing, you know, the blood inside the chlichas bottle so that it will not come out again. Like this, if you boil a piece of meat and you don't salt it first, so then the piece of meat is osa. Is osa bachir. But suppose you take a raw piece of meat and you eat it, nothing wrong with it. But it has all the dam, because dam shall pirish is not osa. Dam shall pirish is not osa. So you are allowed with chatchila to take a raw piece of meat and eat it. But what is it? All right, so you wash off the exterior blood. So, tell you out, even though it has all the interior blood in it, but it's damshly pirate, so it's mutalechatchile, there is not even an issa drava. But, if you boil it, so then it's pirate mimokim limokim, and it becomes niflat from one place, from one spot, and it is absorbed by another spot in the chatchile. So, melee it's otta. But if you dump it in boiling water, not just hot water, but boiling water, boiling hot water, that's called chlit. Chlit has the effect of harnessing the blood so that it will not be pirish anymore. It will not be pirish anymore. So, apparently the Shittas HaRambam is, that if, in other words, that you see, contrary to all the other shame. Now, you see, everybody sees, that the Rabbis mentioned, V'chol admimu she'yeteyach ha'melicha nimenu, eile lacham abor. So, that's blood. As a matter of fact, they sell it, I mean, kosher blood, they sell it. So, that means, it's not blood, because that's seer. In other words, if you, certain sick people, so they have to eat that. In other words, so if you take a kosher made piece of meat, and you squeeze out that juice, the meat juice, so that's all right. But it's blood? No, it's not blood, that's seer. So, this is what the Rabbis said. V'chol admimu she'yeitzei acha melicha nimenu ein lacham abos. So that's seer be'alme, it's not blood. So apparently the Rambam is chelek in the Rabbis, men of the Shemit. And the Rambam holds that whatever red juice you can squeeze out after you salt it, the meat has a din of dam. It doesn't have a din of seer. It has a din of dam. So that's why the Rambam requires that after you salt it and you are madiach it, you still have to be machlit it in boiling water. In order to be machlit, to harness any remaining dam, which is not here according to the Rambam, it has a din of dam, harness it. So in other words, even when you boil it, so it will not be nekam limokim limokim. It will stay in its place, because the chlite will harness it inside. Now, so the question is, so why monashia? If every meliche has to be followed up by a chlite bereitchim, and the chlite bereitchim has the effect of harnessing the remaining blood, so that it will not be nekar mimokim limokim, so why do we have to have meliche? So let's avoid meliche altogether. All we should do is to take echtichas boso, and dump it in boiling water, so that will harness. So, it has all the blood, all the interior blood inside it, but it will not be nekam imokim imokim as a result of boiling. The answer is no. You see, the salting has the effect of drawing out the bulk of the blood. But with all the salting that you did, even though you are meleach yofi yofi, and it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Shittas HaRosh, not in the Shittas HaRosh. From the Roshna Rambam is mashma, you have to put salt on every spot of the chatzichas body. So the salting will draw out the bulk of the blood, of the interior blood. But not all the blood. And the whole raya, even after you salt the chatzichas body, if you squeeze out the juice, you'll see red juice, red like blood. So all the other things say, true, it looks red like blood, that juice, after that you squeeze out after you salted it, but it's here. Never mind that it looks like blood, but it's here. And the Rambam shita is that this red juice that you can squeeze out after you salted the chichas boso has a din of dam. But only a little bit of dam will be left. A little bit. The bulk of the dam is drawn out by salt. So the melee, since the bulk of the dam was drawn out by salting, and only a minimum of dam remains, so then if you dump it in boiling water, so it will harness this minimum of dam in such a way that even the boiling will not be able to be aikea this minimum dam. Mimokim lemok. Mashenkin, if you don't salt it, so all the blood is still, all the interior blood remains in the chatzichas boso. So then dumping it in the boiling water will not harness it in any way. It's only when a minimum of dam remains. So then the chlite has the effect, Chlita Bereitzri has the effect of harnessing the dam, of harnessing the dam, I mean, so that boiling will not, that the bishul will not be aching of the dam in Mokim Lamok. But if you don't solve that, so then you have all the dam inside. So it will not become harnessed to Chlita Bereitzri. All right, so this is the Shittas Rambam. So Menela, I think, I mean, the reason as to why the post can say, I mean, that with the Ramo Paschus like that, is because we don't carry out the Rambam's requirement that after we salt the meat, so we should be chileted directly. But Shittas Rambam means it has to be done, because otherwise, Shittas Rambam means that red juice that is exuded after the salting also has a din of dam. So in Meile we have to harness it. Well, so that the bishul will not break here that red juice that remains after the salting. Mimoking. So apparently, I mean, where is the mocker for that? So the poskim holds that if you keep the meat in a state of salt not for 18 minutes, but kishio sho, so then it will draw out if you keep the meat, tichtichas botar, in a state of salt for 18 minutes, so then the salt, according to the Rambam, is only capable of drawing out the bulk of the dam, but the minimum of dam still remains. Some melee is necessary according to the Rambam to resort to Chlita Berot. Much anything if you keep the meat in a state of salt for an hour, then the salt draws out not only the bulk of the dam, but all the dam. All the dam draws out. So then, even according to the Rambam Shite, it will not be necessary to resort to Chlita Berot. That's the purpose of Lahashe is the Mliche Shiyosha. Finish. All right. Okay. Now, so for next time, so I would like that you should go over in the Mechaber and Ramo up to Siftes, and then we'll go over the Taz and the Shach. Over all these. Kind of a So it will not be capable of the. Drawing out the blood, that's the first motion. The second motion of Mordechai is that the purpose of Adoch Kamaisi is to soften the body. And from what he says, that the second motion of Mordechai, when he says to soften, he means Bichol Uvei Achtich, not just Shetachel. Alright, so it is two times. Now then the Rajbo in the Rasabais mentions the term. Because if you're not madiach, so then it's relatively dry dechtichas botol. So then the melach does not stick to the botol. If the melach does not stick to the botol, it is incapable of drawing out the blood. So that's the third time that is given by the Sheikh. Then the Ram gives the term that in order to soften it. According to Rambam, there's a difference between the second version of the Mordechai and the Ram. According to the second version of the Mordechai, so we have to soften up the whole of the Achdicho. According to the Ram, only Shetach Elyon. All right. So that's four times. Then the Rosh says that if there is no Hadoche Kamaite, so then the soul is still capable of drawing out, but only part of the blood, not all the blood. And since it is only capable of drawing out part of the blood, so the chiches bosor is not so busy, is not so occupied in being paled. So melee, even the part that the blood that is drawn out can be absorbed again. So that's five times, right? Five times. And then the time of the mag and the, one second, what is it, the fourth time or the fifth time? One second. Two machines in the Mordechai. When the Rajbo is three. And then the round is four, and the Rosh is five. No. One second, I didn't mention the Rosh yet. All right, so it's five. And then the smag, because of the exterior blood. So if you're not Madiach, so the exterior blood, will be Nivla, and it will not be Nivla again, because it says, so the smag and the smag say to Aloch. So, because it's down there. So that's the sixth time. And then the Rosh time, because if you're not Madiach, so then the dam that is Yavish on the surface of the Haticha, after the Haticha stops being Pelech, so then it will be Nivla. So it's not six times, so seven times. All right, fine. So the Yosef may be based on Tanim La'adoch HaRishayim. For Echod Mishim Dam Behen, Shehu Ala Bosa, Shein HaMelech Maflit El Adam HaGolua Shehu Lach. Now there's the Rosh Pshat. The Bes Yosef mentions more tiny, but the Taz mentions just these two tiny that the Bes Yosef mentions. Zin HaMelech Maflit El Adam HaGolua Shehu Lach. אבלוי מה שנפייה בשלפונו ואם לידיך אוי זה התחילו ישלוח שם הלאחה שיניח מליפלי דם וציר יניתח ויבליהם זה תרוסטה תמבי משום שישחח לחפוצו ויהייתי דומה על במליחה שיניח השלפונו ויגיע במלך והייתי דומה עד כאן שני, זה רמסטה so the Taz here mentioned just two times there are seven times But he mentions yours two times. I mean the Rosh Tam and the Ram Tam. And the Smag and the Smag Tam, which is the most important Tam, because it seems that the Mechaber and the Ramor, they operate with the Smag and the Smag Tam. So, and they even rely the other on the Smag and the Smag. On the Smag and the Smag Tam. So that the Taz doesn't even make. He only mentions of the seven different explanations given by Rishayim, he only mentions two, the Roz and the Ram. Alright. V'nireh, atonishim. V'nireh de behopri. Hayesh eifri, v'yesh matir. Now this is a very obscure and strange sound. V'nireh de behopri, hayesh eifri, v'yesh matir. L'imol avoloi hadoch etchil. Now, in these days, the Mechaba mentions two days. The Yesh Matirim, the first Roshan, and the second Roshan, the Yesh Eishrim, Molach, Rizhi, Aschilo, Yadichenu, Yimchenu, Shenis, that's the Matirim. And then Yesh Eishrim, that's the three Shenis in the Rosh. So it says, you need a little of Rizhi, a Yesh Eishrim, Yesh Matirim. So it says, that the two Rishenis in Mechaba are these days, in case of Molach, Rizhi, Aschilo, whether it's Yadichenu, Yimchenu, Shenis, or not, are told in the two timing of the Ro and the Ra. The Ayish Matirin Shio Rosh, the Rosh himself mentions both there, but he is Machriya, like the Ayish Matirin, because he relies on the seat of the Sefer HaKom. Shio Rosh, Yireh Yatam Atei. So he says, the Matirin agrees with the Ramsta. ולעתם השם, ומשימו אחר מדם אליי, ליבותו, שנתנים לך, שנתנו על בוסו, שלא נים לך, שיפריטה קונה, במליחה, ויפריטם, שבו להם דומה. דאותם כאן, יש אדם אחר, שירדו ידיכנו, ויפרק לך בוסו. וירדו ידיכנו, ילדם בלוע, ליפרי. ואגב זה, יפרי, גם את בו להם, ממה, שהוא לא עובר. Now this is very strange, just say, תחיל לגוד לי. As the body points out, not that there is anything wrong in what the Taz says so far. There's nothing wrong, I mean. Of course, according to the Ram. So, the Ram, according to the Ram's explanation, to the project of Adoches HaMaise, is to soften the Chichas Boso, so maybe the Ram has to say that the Molach will be a Chilo, Yadichenu, Yimlechenu, Sheini, because nothing happened. The only reason is why Adoches is required, because without Adoches, the Chichas Boso is relatively tough and sturdy, hard. So the Melech, the Melech, cannot draw out the blood. All right? So for the Melech, he's not to bring about and does not affect any detriment. So the Melech, the first Melech, which was done and if he has photo that was not moist, had no effect. He didn't draw out the blood. So he didn't draw out the blood. So in Meile, all that has to be done, according to the Rav, is to be Madiach now and make another Meleche. Then it will be soft. So it goes without saying that according to the Rav's explanation, So he made a Meleche without a preceding Adoche. So then there is a Takone. So all we have to do is to be Madiach and make a new Meleche. Right. But he said, he mentioned the longness of the Rosh. Now the Rosh says, Tam of the Balatumo, Rabbi Nivoruch, according to Rabbi Nivoruch. So there no detriment occurred as a result of the Meliche that took place without a preceding Adon. Why? Because just as the Balatumo said. Now in paragraph Nivor. Yeah, Paris is involved. Itma. Rabuna Mamriach Madiach. Masita Madiach 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 מפריט את הילים של פרפירש וכל דבר איתך ופימה, סובר זה יש מה שיש אין בין זה יש מה שיש ופימה את הכל סב באות לפרט רומו לתבוס השם נמלח שנוסנוע ובוסו שלא נמלח שם יש לי את הכל בלמיך ובפרי דם שבו לא ידום so what is the back from the state? Suppose you had בוסו שנמלח שנוסנוע ובוסו שלא נמלח שיש את הכל במליח ונפרי דם שבו להם דומה כל שמועות אני שואל כיבי בפי לי דם שכיבו מה הוא אומר כל שמועות so the thing that Rumi Shita is that the exterior blood on the surface of the Chtich Al Boso has a din of dam plated not of dam bear the first Rosh knows that it has a din of dam bear if it is if it has a din of dam plated so then we apply the principle of Kibbele Kachpilte if it has a din of dam bear it does not have a din of Kibbele Kachpilte so the Rosh has to resort to the Balatrum Eslomde because the Rosh himself holds that Hadoche is necessary because without Hadoche so not only we are faced with the problem of the exterior blood but according to the Rosh, without Hadoche, so the Melech will extract some blood, not all the blood. Mimele, the Chtich Al Boso will not be very occupied in being paleid, so the some blood that we've extracted will be absorbed again. It will be absorbed again. So we have a problem. So how can we avail ourselves by making Hadoche and the new Meleche? But it already was Belea. The blood. It was already Belea. The blood that was extracted. So we go to the wonders of the Balatrum of Kibbele Kachpilte. True, it already absorbed the little blood that the Melech extracted, but that little blood that the Melech extracted and was absorbed again can be used again. Kibbele Kachpilte. Masha'in came according, so the Rosh is forced to apply the lomdes of the Divrei Rumo. Because the Rosh mentions something that the Ram doesn't mention. He mentions that without Hadoche, so the little blood that the Melech extracted is absorbed by the Chir. So we have to resort to the lomdes of Divrei Rumo. Masha'in came, the Ram doesn't mention. The Ram doesn't mention that without Hadoche, so the little Melech, some dam is extracted, but it's gone out. But that dam that is extracted will be absorbed. He doesn't mention, because from the Ram it's mashma, that without Hadoche, so Melech is incapable of extracting any dam. Not like the Rosh. So since he's incapable of extracting any dam, and according to the Ram, Miller does not even have the capacity of being Mavriach. So the Meile, nothing happened. Nothing happened if Miller had to play. He just wasted that. That's all it comes around. So naturally, if he makes a doche and the new Miliche, so then the second Miliche will draw out all the blood and the first Miliche didn't accomplish anything. So he doesn't have to resort to the clump. All right, but that's not really a kache against the Taz. Because what the Taz says is true, except that according to the Ramsha, that without a doche, Melech cannot extract any blood. And Melech cannot be Mavriah. So Mimele not no detriment to play as a result of the Meliche without the preceding Adoche. So Mimele, of course, he can be Madiach now after the first Meliche and make the second Meliche. So, but that does not make the Taz difficult, because the Taz mentioned it in order to explain it, I'll leave it the longest of the Rosh too. But in the Chaname is far. If the Ram himself is concerned, he doesn't even have to resort to this lomdes, to the Roshman. All right, then Vayezi, but the second part of the Taz is more strange than the first part of the Taz. Vayezi, Prince Sirleita, Amorite, Mimele, Achar, Hamlicho, Horishino, Yoto, Kvo, Koldomet, Vinchas, Rakshe, Yivra, Midam, Bien, Zol. What are Yishay Shrin? So, the Yishay Shrin says the first Roshman in the Rosh. So it accords with the Roshi. Now what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says that the purpose of Adoche is in order to get rid of, to remove the dried up blood. And if you don't make Adoche, so once the Chiras Boso stop being painless, so then it will be capable of absorbing the exterior dry blood. Now, so, first of all, the Chavizas and the Primigodi, they both said the Kate against the Rostam. Now, what does the Rost say? Shnei Shlochu, Shemu Lachat Yaniach, Minich Leidam Vizir Yenit Ahirren. When will that happen? According to many postures, this will happen after 12 hours, as of the Meliches Aboto, and according to some postures, it will happen after 24 hours. But until 12 hours, definitely, it will not happen. Until 12 hours, the Chichas Postal is still occupied in being bailing here. So for the first 12 hours after the Meliche, there is no detriment. So why is it necessary? Why is it necessary to be Madiach? Let's tell the woman or the man who handles the Postal, let's tell him or her, you don't have to be Matiya the Bonto, but make sure that you don't leave it in a state of soul for more than 12 hours. Then we are secure against any detriment. So why does the Gemara say that we have to be Matiya the Bonto? The only purpose of the Adoche is to prevent absorption of the dry blood, of the dry exterior blood, after 12 hours. So let's tell the man or the woman who sold the Bonto, Don't leave the Chichas Bosor on the salting table in a state of salt for more than 12 hours. And usually, who leaves a Chichas Bosor for more than 12 hours? So in other words, so the Rosh says, so this is how the Primigodim and the Chavizah assume that the Rosh says, it's a special Takonet Chachamim because we are Chesheish. Maybe he will leave it in a state of salt for more than 12 hours. And then the dried up blood, the exterior blood, will be absorbed. Be absorbed, so because of that, he's mechuyev to the Madiach. Even if he's determined to immediately, after the Shiur Meliche, to wash off all the salt. That's how we have to explain. So, now the Tate, Vayeshe, Ibn Sirlei, Tamarish, Nimeilach, Ramdich, Alvisheino, Yotokro, Koldom, Veinchshat, Rashi, Yivra, Midam, Ben, Sholov, Ubozelu, Shaykh, Vayma, Shiyitza, Alvim, Meliche, Agav, Dome, Dovishat, Meliche, Eilu, Idam, Shalat, when do we say Gibele Kach Peute? So in other words, that is not a shit of a poshet either, but I don't want to discuss it. There is machlekes on that point too. But many say that when do we say Gibele Kach Peute, the dam that the Chichas Bosor absorbed, will be paled again for Miliche if it has something else to be paled. So that means as long as Techtichas Boso is busy being paled here, so we say, Kibelikach Pelte, whatever dam it absorbed from Miliche will be Nifla from Miliche, along with the tear that it is paled. Mashem came after 12 hours when it is not paled and it's here. So then we don't say that Kibelikach Pelte, whatever it absorbed from Miliche, so it will be paled again from Miliche. Only when it's a gapuch, if it is in the process of being paled here anyway, then we say, to along with the here that it is paled within the 12 hours, so it will also be paled from the liche, the dam that it absorbed. But after 12 hours, it's not engaged in the process of being paled here, so we don't say to be like a paled. All right, I mean, there is a machlekes on that. But so the raw, I mean, so the Yeshayim agree with that chicken that we only say Kibelikach Pelte if it is agav gore of the tzir. But if it's not agav gore, we do not say that it will be tailing the dam that is absorbed from it. Alright, but, so he says, just some lilies there, ובדל משייך לא מתי יצא לדם ליחד על דומי, לא משעת מילי חיים לדם של עצמת. והבציות זה, אין לי בשביל הכל את מיימן בשביל צמד, כי המלך מבריא הדם דעים של הבוס על משיך הבוס הזה. So the Primigodin says that this task is very strange, very difficult. First of all, why does he have to go in a hacky and re-mention the Shite of the Roh to explain the Yeshayitri? In order to explain the Yeshayitri, he just has to mention the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. And after all, the Mechaber and the Ramor, they both operate with the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. The Besiyotem, I mean, that's the main shita in the Besiyotem, the shita of the Smag and the Smag. While there are seven different explanations for Adochet HaMaise, so the main shita with which the Besiyotem operates is the shita of the Smag and the Smag. That Adochet HaMaise is required in order to wash off the exterior dam on the surface of the Chtichas Boso. Because if he doesn't wash it off, so the same Melech that is capable of extracting the interior blood is capable of being mavriya the exterior blood. So Adochet HaMaise is required to wash off the exterior blood. So Mimele is Yeshayitri. And then the Smag and the Smag, and they say, the Smag and the Smag, say so many words, if you want Smagia before the Mimele. So then it's Mimele and Yochlitri, the Smag and the Smag say. Because the Melach that extracts the interior blood. So was Mavriya the exterior blood. And that Melach has a gene, and that dam, the exterior blood, has a gene of dam the end, so maybe it cannot be Nifrat again. Put out for the principle of Kibelikach Pelte. So he should mention this, so he should say, Vayeshayitrin Svirlikach Asmag Yasmag. Why does he have to mention Tamorishni the Rosh Hittin? The Rosh Hittin. And then Adarabe, according to the Smag and the Smag, so the Yeshayitrin is very simple. Mashayit in the Rosh Tam is not so good. Because the Rosh Tam, according to the Rosh, the Chtichas Boso is only Oseh if it was left in a state of stone for 12 hours. But when the Mechaber says, Imolach v'leidiach p'chilo yadechenu, Imolachenu sheni v'yei sheitri, so v'yei sheitri is reference to this unusual case where it was left on the stone board for more than 12 hours. Of course, I mean, it wouldn't even make sense that when the Mechaber and the Rosh says v'yei sheitri, so they refer, they have reference to a case where it was left in a state of stone for more than 12 hours. Usually it's not left for more than 12 hours. For how long is it left? For an hour, that's all. So how do you say it is? There's the Primigodin Stache. There's the Primigodin Stache against the Taz. But it's not only the Taz that equates the Yeshayitri with the Tam of the Ro. The Grotu. Now, looking at Bir Agro, ויש עשרים. על המציב בי, זה מול אנחנו יודעים, אחרים היה בחנו ובחנו שני, זה יש עשרים. So he says, ויש עשרים, עוד כתבי, זה נגביר הגרו. כי טעם הורו, שהדוח הוא של, של היבלי המלך הדם שעל פונו, וניפל את זה. וניפל את זה. So he says the same thing that it's asking. וצבור רשיין הסביר עליי, ומי, and what is צבור רשיין? סביר עליי דמי שרק שואל, וכדי לקחת יותר. וצבור השני הסביר עליי, דידם בין להמרינו מי שרק שואל, וכן להמרינו כדי לקחת יותר. So the grow two equates the yei sheifchim sif beis with the shittas. With the shittas. So the kasha is against the grow, just as the same kasha that the primigodin points out against the taz. But according to the law, so it should only be Osir if he left it in a state of soul for more than 12 hours. Right, now turn to the Mishvi Seizo, the Semikodim. And Simon Samachte, this house. Ainta, Seidrak Beistain, Echo Taam Oro. So he refers to the dam, the dried up dam, as dam ben. He says lav davke. The raw dam shall pon off will have a dam ben. Vim chain after shiom liche. Yavli adu shayach tos. And the raw says yishloch Hashem lachas yaniach milichle dam desia. So obviously the raw is not referring to the exterior blood, the exterior moist blood. If the raw had reference to the exterior moist blood on the surface, so then you wouldn't have to resort to the chshoshe lachas yaniach milichle dam desia, which is after 12 hours. He'll say, so in other words, the death itself might be absorbed the first moment of the milich. So he says, לאט אזל רוד דם קאל פונו פראב דם בן דם קין אפיר פיום מליח יא בלי אבל קאי חדות ולו תביר קפיר תי בכלי ויתם בן זוארה אומנו מה זה קוטה ויגהופ ליגה היי שאירים יש רפורטים לא ידענו דיו לא רו הוא רק אין תפיבו שם יישכח לאחר פלי תפלטר so in other words, so the Prime Godin assumes that according to the Rosh Shite, so the whole being of Adoche is only an interpretation. That's how he assumes. Because he was bothered by the cast in as much as according to the Rosh basically explains Adoche on the basis of the Chosh, maybe if we are not Madia, the Chosh Bosho. So the Bosho, the dry blood, the dry exterior blood, after the Chichas Boso stopped being paid down this year, that means after 12 hours. So then it's not told in being paid. So the Mele is going to drop. In other words, the whole hole, as long as the Chichas Boso is busy being paid here. So then we don't have to the Chichas. We don't have to the Chichas. Maybe the exterior blood, liquid or moist or dry, it will be absorbed. Because I did it only in this last year, Leibola. So the Chosha is only after the 12 hours, when it's not always when it's last year. So by that time, there is certainly no moist dam. To me, it's impossible that the year to fall moist drops of blood on the surface should remain moist after 12 hours. So by that time, it certainly dried up. But after the 12 hours, when it's not busy, being daily, down the sea, so then it can very readily absorb the dry blood. So why should he be obligated to make a docket? Let him or her just be told to make the meliche without a docket, but make sure that he washes off the melach before the 12 hours are over. So the primigodim says, "Ein achaname, according to the law, the whole adoche that the Gemara mentions is an etiquette." But like the person who wants to keep out of trouble, so an etiquette, so he's told an etiquette, "Vim adiach dechtichas boso, before Yarmaleach."